Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Depo Provera lawsuit, and her name is Kiara Dawson, and her phone number is 415-424-8278.
Okay, let me read that back to you to make sure I have it correct. You said 415-424-8278.
That is correct.
Okay, could you spell her name for me as well, please?
Sure. Like K-I-E-R-R-A, Kiara, and last name that is Dawson, Dawson.
Okay, perfect. I've got it, and I'll go ahead and take it from here. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Alrighty, Mrs. Kira, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi there, Kira. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line here. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Kiara, I'll be your intake specialist for this lawsuit. Again, we are on a recorded line. I'll be the one who helps you actually get signed up. I will let you know ahead of time, some of these questions may sound familiar or you might have already been asked by the other agent. So I do apologize for any repetition, but in any case, this should only take about 10 minutes of your time. So, Mrs. Kiara, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file the claim for this?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys or law firms for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
No, I haven't.
Okay, and I take it you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Ms. Kiara, are you currently a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all that. How are you doing now?
I'm getting a little better day by day.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I'm really glad to hear it. I do wish you all the best on your road to recovery. Now, Mrs. Kira, was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the spine.
You said it of the spine, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Give me just a second here. Okay. Sorry, I do apologize. I do just need to check on something for just a moment here. So give me just a sec to see. Okay, yeah, so Kira, I will let you know right now currently that the law firm that we are partnering with for this lawsuit, at this time, they are currently paused on their ability to take in clients for meningiomas of the spine. However, they should be open again probably after the holiday season. So I can always give you another call back maybe in about a week or two, and then we can continue this, okay?
It's for the head, not the spine.
Your meningioma?
Yes.
So you had a meningioma of the brain?
Yes, it's just my spine was hurting. Sorry, I misread your question, but my spine was very much still hurting.
Okay, I see. So you can confirm you had a meningioma of the brain, correct?
That's correct. My head hurting right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no worries. I understand. I know you're probably dealing with a lot right now. What was your date of diagnosis, Mrs. Kiara?
May 17th of 2008.
You said May 17th, 2008, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your birthday?
May 17th, 1982.
Gotcha. You said May 17th, 1982, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was 26 years old.
Gotcha. Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any other friends or family that was also hurt by Depo Provera that could need some help?
I think my sister's friend, her daughter was, because she put her on Depo Provera thinking it was okay when she said, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in any case, gotcha, I see. Really sorry to hear about that as well. In any case, Mrs. Kira, what I can do is, as soon as we finish this, I will also give you my contact information. So if they also need help, they're always welcome to call me directly, and I can look into it for them as well, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, now, Kira, was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using?
Correct.
Okay, so it was not Depo SubQ Provera, and it was not generic medroxyprogesterone acetate. It was just Depo Provera, correct?
It was Naltrexone.
Sorry, one more time, please.
It was the Naltrexone.
Was that? Yes. Yeah, so this is just in regards to what it was labeled as. Was it just Depo Provera?
From my understanding, yeah, that's what.
The one from Pfizer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you using the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Can you also confirm to me that within 1 year you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
The whole total of injections was like 13, correct? Because you have to take 3 every 3 months. So.
Gotcha. So you were getting it every 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you using it after January 1st, 1992?
Did I use it after 1992? No.
You did not use it after 1992?
You said, did I use it after 1992? I'm sorry. You said what?
Yeah. So did you use Depo Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Okay, when did you start using Depo Provera?
We started using it, not after 1992. I was only using it between 2005 and 2008, so no.
Yeah, so after 1992, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you used it from 2005. Do you remember the date you started using it? Doesn't have to be exact, but your best estimate.
The date, ooh.
Even just the month, or do you remember what time of year in 2005 you
like
started taking?
Around November 1st, the beginning of November was the first, and I stopped using it the end of April of 2008.
Okay, I'll just put November of 2005, and for your stop date, I'll put April of 2008 as your best estimate then. Can you confirm your gender for me, Mrs. Kiara?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then your first name is K-I-E-R-R-A. Your last name is Dawson, D-A-W-S-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
No.
Okay. Do you happen to have a suffix as well? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No, I'm not, neither.
Okay. And your social?
554-712-881.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. That's 554-712-881.
Correct.
Okay. And what's your primary email?
CLASSYLADIES 17 at iCloud.com.
Okay, so I just want to confirm that CLASSY classy LADIES ladies 17 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number is 941-992-19. Sorry, that's not it. Wait, what is it? No, it's 415-424-8278.
Correct.
Sorry, I was looking at the wrong number there. And this is your cell phone, or am I calling you on a landline?
This is my cell phone.
Okay, and what's your primary address, Mrs. Kiera?
304 Water Street, Apartment A, Bay Point, California, 94565.
You said 304, and what was that street name?
Water Street.
Water Street, okay.
WATER.
And that was, what apartment number was that again? I'm sorry.
The letter A.
Okay, apartment A, and then the city and state.
California.
Okay. Sorry, you did cut out there. Which city again was it?
Bay Point, California.
You said Bay Point?
Yes, Bay Point,
Okay,
California.
gotcha. Okay, perfect. Found it. So that's 304 Water Street, apartment A, as in the letter A, and that's Bay Point, California, 94565.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much for confirming. Do appreciate it. Now, additionally, for your Depo Provera, was that being administered by, did you have one specific doctor? Was it just medical staff, or were you administering it yourself?
I had a doctor.
Okay, and I think you said you had it about 13 times for your injection, correct?
Correct. It received a total of 13 shots.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that was giving you your Depo Provera?
It was just a family doctor. It was
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Kathleen. Yeah, so the doctor name is Catherine. I could tell you her.
Okay, you said Catherine. Is that CATHERINE?
Yes, last name Nguyen, Nguyen.
Oh, that is actually my last name, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's Kath. You said Catherine, CATHERINE, and then last name Nguyen, Nguyen, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and what hospital were you getting your Depo Provera from?
I was getting my Depo-Provera from, I'm sorry. It's a family hospital, John Miracle Medical Center in Concord, California.
Okay. Give me just a second to look it up to make sure I can find it.
It's
And you said,
25
go
East
ahead, sorry.
Street and 2540 East Street in Concord, California.
Okay, gotcha. And you said that's John Muir Health Concord Medical, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Thanks so much for confirming. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste that information here. Okay. And that's, yep, 2540 East Street, Concord, California. Perfect. Found it right here. Thanks so much. And was it the same Catherine Nguyen that was prescribing your Depo Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So I would assume then, and then at the time she was located at John Muir Concord Medical Center, correct? Okay, perfect. I can just go ahead and copy and paste all that information one more time then. Give me just a second to pull that again. John Muir. Yep, there we go. And their address, 2540 East Street. Okay. And did you have to get it from a separate pharmacy, or was it all just done at this facility?
It was at the facility.
Okay, gotcha. John Muir Health, 2540 East Street. Just copy and paste it one more time. Bada bing, bada boom. There we go. Now, this is next question. This is in regards to your diagnosis of meningioma. What was your method of diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, MRI? Did you maybe get both?
I got both.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
It was the same doctor. So basically, she referred to CAT scan, but they performed just a small tumor. So she referred it, but I believe she told me the diagnosis.
Gotcha. Okay. And was this at the same facility as well?
Correct.
Okay, so just want to confirm, so it was Dr. Nguyen that prescribed your Depo-Provera, she also administered it, and mm-hmm. then she also diagnosed you, and this was all at John Muir Health, correct? Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming. Makes my job so easy because I can just copy and paste all that information one more time, and I don't have to look anything else up. I love it. And what was her specialty? Was she an OBGYN?
No.
Let me see if I can find her. Do you remember what her specialty was?
Not directly.
If you're not sure, that's okay. I can always just probably see if I can find her online. Walnut Creek. Dr. Catherine Nguyen. Okay, yeah, I found her right here.
Okay.
And additionally, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any other previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
And what kind of treatment were you receiving for your meningioma?
So there, I had received medicine, radiology, and therapy.
You said medicine, you had radiology, and therapy as well, correct?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and which doctor was giving you your treatment for this?
I wind up having surgery, so it was different.
Gotcha. Okay. Was it a different doctor that was treating you for your meningioma then?
It was the neurologist on Van Ness campus, Doctor.
Okay.
Yes, so. His name was Dr. Louis Z. Zinge.
Okay, Louis, is that L-O-U-I-S or L-E-W-I-S?
L-E-W-I-S, yes.
Okay, L-E-W-I-S, and you said last name Zinge?
Ling, sorry, because it's three. It's Louis Z. Ling, L-E-N-G. And they're located at 1101 Van Ness.
You said 1101 Van Ness?
Van Ness in San Francisco.
Okay, gotcha. That's CPMC Van Ness, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I found all of it right here. Thanks so much for confirming again. Louis, okay. And CPMC Van Ness. And then that's Louis Z. Lang. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I found Dr. Lang here as well. Okay, perfect. Yeah, 1101 Van Ness Avenue. Copy and paste that as well. Okay. And their phone number. Yep, got it right there. Additionally, were you ever at any point hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized for?
I stayed in there for 11 days, so I received surgery and got treated on May 20th in 2008. So 11 days, I was in a hospital from there. I don't know the exact dates.
Okay, but you just know it was starting on May 20th, and then it was for 11 days, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just put May 20th through May 31st, then, of 2008.
Yeah, and then I still have to do 12 months of outpatient.
Gotcha, I see. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that as well. Now, we're almost done here. Lastly, do you have any medical records, any copies that would show your diagnosis or your treatment, anything like that?
The information not on me, all that information's with Dr. Lewis.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to have it on FAN, of course. Basically, this is just to confirm that you know, like, the doctor or the hospital has it, correct?
Oh, yeah, I'm quite sure
Yeah.
they do.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, I imagine you most likely won't have to, as our attorney partners can pull this information on your behalf, just so you don't have to do all that work. But if necessary, would you be able to get it and send it via either mail, electronically, or both?
Yes.
Okay, now we are almost done here, Mrs. Kira. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to on your behalf, just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never have to reach out to them. It's very rare that we do. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Sure, 415-424-5270.
415-424-5270.
All right.
Okay, and does this person live with you or separately?
Separately.
Okay, and what is their name?
Marcel.
Sorry, one more time.
His name is Marcel.
You said Marcel?
Yeah.
Okay, and his last name?
Is Lawrence.
Okay, Marcel Lawrence. And what is this person to you or your relationship to them?
That's my closest, that's my nephew.
You said your closest nephew?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And do you happen to know his email address? If not, that's okay.
No, not offhand.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't expect you to, don't worry. Do you know his primary address as well? If not, that's okay too.
No, not directly.
Okay, yeah. And then Marcel, that's, I would assume that's M-A-R-C-E-L.
Correct.
Okay, and Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Correct.
Okay. Now, lastly, again, we are almost done here. All I need to do is I just need to read off a quick compliance form. This is just what I'm going to use to verify that all the information we've discussed here is accurate and correct. So I'm going to read off a few items to you. And if anything sounds wrong, I want you to interrupt me, please, okay?
Okay.
So we did, of course, confirm, Mrs. Kira, that you do not have an attorney for this lawsuit. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You were using the injection for at least 1 year, and you also got at least 4 shots during a year. You were using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera, and you were receiving these injections after 1992.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So now what I'll do is I'm going to start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign and return to us. You can do so digitally, and it should only take about a minute of your time. Before I send them to you, though, I'm going to actually send them to myself so that way I can check to make sure basically I didn't make any spelling errors or type in your information wrong. I just want to make sure I have everything 100% right before I let you sign it so that way I don't have to bug you again, okay?
Sounds good.
So yeah, give me just a second. I'm going to pull up the drafts to your documents on my end, and I'll read off a few items of your personal information before I get them to you, just so I can doubly, triply check it. Alrighty, so there you are. Kiara Dawson, 304 Water Street, and that was apartment A, as in the letter A, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Bay Point, California, 94565. Your phone number is 415-424-8278. And your email is classy, C-L-A-S-S-Y, ladies, L-A-D-I-E-S, 17, @gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to click send on my end, Mrs. Kiara, and you should see a text message pop up momentarily. It's going to say my name, and it should also contain a link that will take you to DocuSign. So that should be coming through to you any moment now.
I have it. Let's pull it up.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and click on that link. It'll take you to DocuSign. The process to sign is very easy. All the fields that you do need to sign should be highlighted in yellow. I think there's only maybe one or two of them. And it'll give you the option to either draw it with your finger or you can type it if you'd like.
Okay.
These are just retaining documents stating firstly and foremost that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit. Secondly, it also gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf, like I mentioned, so that way you don't have to worry about doing that yourself.
Sounds great. Okay, and whenever you get it back, that's all done.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second to check it on my end. Yep, looks like it just came through. Let me give it a quick once over. And already, that is a very pretty signature, I must say. It's much nicer than mine.
I'll try.
And already, yeah. Well, that all looks good to me then, Mrs. Kiara. I do thank you for your time. So I'm just going to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners. And that should be coming through sometime within the next maybe several weeks or so. I want to say about 2 weeks since it is holiday season right now. So not sure if they're going to be in office or they might be a little bit slow. So I would say give them about 14 days. It's very important that you look out for their next call because only then will they be able to actually start working on your case once they're able to get in contact with you and they can verify your personal information, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
But yeah, other than that, Mrs. Kiara, did you have any other questions, any concerns, anything at all that you wanted help with?
No, that's it. I can refer my friend to you guys. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Before you go, I'll send you a text message. It's going to come from my 949 number, which is my personal office number. That's going to be the best number to reach me at. If you call me on this number, it won't be able to pick up because I'm calling you through my computer. But if you reach me through my personal office number, that's the number that's best to call me. Or you can also text me as well, okay?
Okay, well, just try to send it again. I didn't receive it just yet. Well, whenever you do, that would be great.
Oh, yeah, I didn't send it just yet. Sorry, I do apologize. I'm still typing here. I'm not the fastest typer in the world. Hi, Kiara. This is Ethan handling your Depo Provera lawsuit intake. This here is my personal office number. So feel free to share this with anyone you know that may need help. And you can also call or text anytime if you ever have questions or concerns in the future. And already. And I'll also send you an email as well. It'll contain my company card and my contact card as well, just in case you ever want to reach out by either email or reach my company directly. Just want to make sure you have all the information you need.
Okay, sounds perfect.
But yeah, in any case, that's all I needed from you today again, and I do wish you all the best then, Mrs. Kiara.
No problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You take care.
You too.